every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
Let's look at that, a 2%
carbon agenda.
Oh, it's a business.
It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
So the 7 days podcast on Business Cornwall comes from the Green Cornwall Show. And, well, we've got lots of stalls showing off everything from wind energy systems to solar panels to ground source heat pumps, all sorts of solutions. And at the moment, we've got, well, Nick, obviously, Nick Herrier. You've been having a quick look around, haven't you?
Yeah. It's an exciting sort of industry. Growth. It covers loads of different things, from wind to solar to sort of heat pumps. And Julian, I'm guessing, because like you used to have the environmental hat at the...
Yeah, we've got Councillor Julian German in front of us, new cabinet member for economy and culture. So yes, about you used to have that environmental hat.
Well, indeed, and really pleased to be able to bring that experience into the economy. I think the environment and economy are fundamental to Cornwall, and really big opportunities for growth within the environmental economic sector.
So what sort of discussions have been happening around the show up to now? Because there was a day yesterday, the Thursday, we're here on the Friday.
Yeah, very much about businesses talking to the public, but also networking opportunities for them. We've been talking about community renewables as well, and how the public can get involved. Lots of school children here today, so helping them to think about the future.
Because Cornwall has a great reputation, doesn't it, being first. They had the first wind farm, the first commercial solar farm. Mm-hmm. Has Cornwall got that sort of advantage, sort of, because of its location, I guess?
Well, yeah, indeed. Fantastic renewable opportunities. First with Rosemont Owis for deep geothermal as well, and Wave Hub on the marine renewables side. So still lots of potential to grow the economy through new renewables.
We've got a lot of school children here coming through today. It's on the Friday. They're trying to get the children interested as well.
Yeah, very much so. Great for the future.
And moving on to the LEP, yesterday it was formally announced that we'll get the third round of funding, 590-odd million euros. How important is that going forward?
Well, a fantastic announcement. We were expecting probably around 450, so to get that much more is fantastic in itself. The funding's going to be really important over that next 7-year period, and hopefully that will help to drive growth, drive the economy within Cornwall.
And I guess the hard work starts now is how to actually spend that money.
Yeah, indeed. The LEP are here, engaging, asking people about their views on that. The LEP strategy will be in place for September, and indeed I'm launching a review of the Cornwall Council's economic strategy, so it'd be great to hear from businesses on that.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Julian.
So we're in a marquee at Heartlands here with all sorts of different things like Celtic Renewable Energy around, European Centre for Environment and Human Health, and also right in front of us now is the National Solar Centre. And we've got Barry Marsh, the director of the National Solar Centre, with us. Nick, this has been a big story, hasn't it?
Yeah, National Solar Centre is the first one. Opened in St Austell, was it, a few weeks ago?
Yeah, it was opened at the end of April. We had the Minister of Energy, Greg Barker, come and open it and celebrate it with us. It's, as you say, very, very new. It's the first of its kind in the UK. It's first of its kind in Europe, really. And we're here as an independent platform, research-based platform, to give knowledge and data to all stakeholders of the industry, PV and construction and everything else, to try to assist them to thrive, grow, innovate. That's our technical words for what we're doing.
And was Cornwall the natural location then for our National Solar Centre?
Okay, Cornwall was chosen for a couple of reasons. One is that deployment has been greatest in Cornwall than anywhere else in the UK. We've got something like 56,000 installations in Cornwall. So we wanted to gain the experience from the people in Cornwall, like Cornwall Council, who have been very, very supportive, and the installers and designers. But also, of course, we have been assisted by Cornwall Council, who have been very, very, very helpful to us, particularly with their assistance with funding, with the ERDF.
And as an industry, where does it stand? Is it sort of like a new industry, or is it sort of matured out now? Where's the growth lie?
Okay, the industry is still, I think, fairly young. It's still got a lot of growth to go. It's got a lot of maturity to go. There are a number of things that we will be doing to try to support that growth, like standards and code of practices and guidelines. So one of the first things we're doing is coming out with a full suite of guidelines, whether it be from planning right the way through to installation, touching on finance and funding, and indeed grid connections. So there'll be all these guideline documents supporting the industry on the way they should go forward, and hopefully it will be controlling the quality and bettering the quality of installations and knowledge within the industry.
Is that where the science lies, making things more effective and cheap, or cheaper or more efficient, I guess?
Yeah, I think there's a fair amount of what we have as a technology now to use it correctly, to design correctly and make sure it's put in properly. But we're also working with all of the universities across the country, but particularly we have collaboration with Exeter here at the ESI, looking at innovation as well. So we're very much supporting research and innovation, where we will do some testing with these guys and try to bring new products to the market, because that's the future. We've got to be looking at the future product.
Well, thanks very much, Barry. Enjoy the show.
You're very welcome.
So we've had a wander around Heartlands to look at the wealth of the renewable energy and environmental solutions businesses that are showing here. What sort of comes to mind when you look around the breadth of the industry here in Cornwall?
Well, it's an extremely diverse industry. You see, like, from like wind, solar, wave. You know, it's got absolutely massive potential, and Cornwall being a great location, it's got, you know, a great future, I think.
We've also got a lot of children being going around doing some education. They've got an actual education room with lots of science projects that they can get involved in. It's important to get the youngsters involved, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. You know, like, sounding very cliche, doesn't it? But they're sort of tomorrow's future. But as long as they sort of understand the importance of it and appreciate it, you know, it might even help them sort of turn off the lights, you know, in the house.
So, Nick, as you head off for the burger van, I've just got to say we're back to the normal programme for 7 days next week in 7 days' time.
I don't think burger van does it justice, Matthew. It looks a very, very nice burger van. But yeah, see you later.
7 days with Business Cornwall.